This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Cyprus on the first leg of his three-nation tour. He was received at Larnaca International Airport by Cyprus President Nicholas Christodoulides. The two leaders will have a business roundtable with India and Cypriot entrepreneurs at Lemesos. In Lemesos, the Indian community and the Cypriot public are eagerly waiting to welcome Prime Minister Modi. Students, professionals and members of the Indian diaspora see the visit as a landmark moment in the growing friendship between the two nations. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will hold formal bilateral talks with President Christodoulides in Nicosia. In Maharashtra, an old bridge over the Indrayani River collapsed in Mawal Taluka near Pune today. It is feared that around 25 to 30 tourists may have drowned in the river. The incident took place at Kundamala, a well-known tourist spot near the Talegaon Dhabade city. As it was Sunday, the area was crowded with a large number of tourists. While some of them were standing on the bridge, it suddenly collapsed, causing many to fall directly into the river. The Mawal region has been experiencing heavy rainfall for the past 2 days. Local administration, fire brigade teams and the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, have rushed to the spot and rescue operations are currently underway to bring the situation under control. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will investigate the crash of a helicopter near the Kedarnath Shrine in Uttarakhand this morning, in which 7 people were killed. Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, convened a high-level meeting today. The helicopter was en route from Kedarnath to Guptakashi with 6 passengers and 1 crew member on board. Director General of Civil Aviation said the helicopter took off from Sri Kedarnath Ji at 5:19 this morning for Guptakashi and crashed near Gorikund. As a precautionary measure, DGCA has already reduced the frequency of helicopter operations to Chardham. It is carrying out the enhanced surveillance and reviewing the operation for any further action. Uttarakhand Civil Aviation Development Authority has been directed to hold a comprehensive review with all operators and pilots before any resumption of services to ensure full alignment with safety protocols. In the Ahmedabad plane crash in Gujarat, DNA sample of a total of 32 deceased have been matched so far and 14 bodies have been handed over to their families. State Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi confirmed that DNA sample of former Chief Minister of the State Vijay Rupani has been matched too. The process from DNA sampling to matching is going on continuously for 24 hours at Gandhinagar Forensic Science Laboratory. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said India will be completely free from Naxalism by March 31, 2026. Addressing the UP Police Appointment Letter Distribution Ceremony of newly recruited 60,244 constables in Lucknow, Mr. Shah said that Naxalism once spread across 11 states is now confined to just 3 districts.
मोदी जी के 11 साल में देश सुरक्षित हुआ है. ये देश के 11 राज्य में नक्सलवाद हुआ करता था. ये 11 साल में 11 राज्य में से नक्सलवाद अब 3 जिलों में बचा है.
Embassy of Indian Iran has issued an advisory today saying all Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin in Iran are required to remain in touch with the embassy and avoid all unnecessary movements. The advisory was issued in view of the current situation in Iran. All Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin have been asked to follow embassy's social media pages for updates. The emergency contact numbers are +989128109115 and +989128109109. The embassy has also requested everyone in Iran to join the Telegram link to receive updates on the situation from the embassy. Iran announced today that its attacks on Israel will cease if Israel halts its military campaign against the Islamic Republic. Tehran's actions described as self-defense following deadly missile barrages on Israel overnight on Saturday and today, which killed at least 10 people, including children, and injured around 200. And that is the end of this news bulletin.